My guest at this time is former Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who during his time in Congress served as the chairman of the U.S. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. He is now the Shulman Senior Fellow at the Investigative Project on Terrorism and the principal author of the brand new book, Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. We want to get his reaction to the marathon hearings before the Select Benghazi Committee in the House of Representatives on Thursday. And Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for being back with us.
Hey, great. It's very nice to be with you. Thank you.
A lot of testimony, a lot of questions from both sides of the aisle. One of the issues that seems to be getting the most attention, and certainly did even as it was happening yesterday, was the questioning from Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who brought up whether or not Hillary Clinton understood whether a video was responsible for the attack on the consulate. Here's what he had to say.
You're looking at an email you sent to your family. Here's what you said. At 11 o'clock that night, approximately 1 hour after you told the American people it was a video, you say to your family, two officers were killed today in Benghazi by an al-Qaeda-like group. You tell the American people one thing, you tell your family an entirely different story. Also, on the night of the attack, you had a call with the president of Libya. Here's what you said to him. Ansar al-Sharia is claiming responsibility. It's interesting. Mr. Katala, one of the guys arrested and charged, actually belonged to that group. And finally, and most significantly, the next day, within 24 hours, you had a conversation with the Egyptian prime minister. You told him this. We know the attack in Libya had nothing to do with the film. It was a planned attack, not a protest.
Mr. Chairman, Hillary Clinton's explanation was that the intelligence kept changing over the ensuing hours and days, and so Ansar al-Sharia ended up retracting its responsibility for the attack. Some intelligence sources, according to her, claim that the video was involved. What's your assessment of that moment and how significant it is in this investigation?
Well, let's take a look at the facts first. The interesting discussion there is, and I talked to people, you'll remember that there were attacks in Egypt against their embassy right around that same period, within 24 hours before what happened in Libya. I talked to people who were on the ground in Egypt who were very clear. There was a video that had nothing to do with the attacks in Egypt because people have said, well, you know, there were attacks going on throughout the region because of the video. That story just grew and grew. Number one, the attacks in Egypt didn't have anything to do with the video. I believe Hillary Clinton knew full well that this had nothing to do with the video and that somewhere the political spin makers, whether it was in the State Department or the White House, said, we're a couple of months out from an election. We can't have this be a radical jihadist attack against our facility in Benghazi because our slogan is, Bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive. This doesn't fit that narrative. She knew all along this was an attack by radical jihadists in an organized way, not a spontaneous response to a video.
Jim Jordan essentially laid out that same case, that it was a political response and it couldn't be a regular terrorist attack. It had to be in response to a video so the responsibility could be shifted. Some looked at that as an outstanding deconstruction of the administration's rationale. Others say it came more as grandstanding because there wasn't evidence necessarily to pursue it, and Hillary Clinton obviously wasn't going to acknowledge that. What was your assessment of that aspect of the questioning?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I think everybody's kind of made up their minds on this part of it that, you know, hey, Republicans believe it became a political spin machine, and the Obama administration and this secretary are just saying, you know, it's the fog of war and those type, and, you know, who knows what was nobody really had a clear picture of what was going on. I don't think yesterday changed anybody's mind.
Any other evidence that you thought was particularly striking yesterday? There was a lot of discussion about how much or really how little Mrs. Clinton was in direct contact with Chris Stevens. Obviously, a lot of discussion about the Sidney Blumenthal emails and so forth. Anything else stand out to you?
I think there's a couple of nuggets that people need to focus on that didn't get a lot of attention. I think both driven by Congressman Pompeo. The first of which is where he was questioning about weapons coming into Libya through a second or a third party. or through a cutout. And, you know, she said, I don't exactly understand what you're talking about. He rephrased the question slightly, and she said, no. I think there is a lot of evidence out there. I talk about it a little bit in my book that there was, that there was a weapons flow into Libya to support the rebels. Very well, that could have been going on at exactly the time when those kinds of arms shipments were still going or were prohibited from going into Libya. I believe that those weapons, some of those weapons and fighters ultimately made their way into Syria. So I wouldn't, I'd kind of see what happens with the weapons discussion. The second thing brought up by Congressman Pompeo was that, you know, some of the people that we're dealing with, that's on a macro issue. I spend a lot of time in my book talking about that. America sided with radical jihadist groups that we used to help overthrow an ally, Muammar Gaddafi. First time in American history that we actually believed that we could train, equip, manage, and trust radical jihadist groups. And if we did that, they would change their behavior. As we found out in Benghazi, we were dead wrong. You can't work with these people.
One of the things that was brought up most common by Peter Roskam of Illinois yesterday was that this was the Clinton policy from top to bottom in Libya. She's the one who convinced President Obama what to do. Given her leading role in it, how do you suggest voters interpret that as she asked to be the commander-in-chief?
Well, I think they have to take a look at it at the macro level, which said we decided for the first time in American history to side and work with radical jihadist groups because we thought we could manage them. The second thing they have to do is they have to take a look at the consequences. And some people are comparing this to Iraq. The difference between here and Iraq is we took out someone who was very much opposed to U.S. strategy, who was an enemy of the United States. Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, hated America. Gaddafi was an ally, someone who for 8 years did everything we asked him to do. He turned over his weapons programs. He paid reparations. He fought radical jihadists. He killed radical jihadists on behalf of America. And we took a success story that was built on 20 years of bipartisanship. And with a single decision to flip sides, we turned Libya from an island of stability into the chaos that we see today that is exporting weapons, ideology, and fighters, all supporting radical jihadists. They want to destroy America. We unleashed that because of the decisions that Secretary of State Clinton made.
And Mr. Chairman, you said early on in our conversation that for the most part, you think most Americans have essentially made up their minds on this. Either they think that the Obama administration did the best it could in a chaotic environment. Others believe that there was some lying and some obfuscation going on here. Do you believe that this is the last big focus publicly on Benghazi as a result of most opinions being baked into the cake and that it'll just be evaluated as is in the campaign? Or do you think that there's more work to be done here by this committee and we haven't seen the end of the investigation yet?
Oh, I don't think we're at the end of the investigation. When I talk about people have made up their minds. I think they've made up their minds about, you know, the video and those types of things. I don't think they've been fully exposed to this whole notion of siding and working with radical jihadists, which I think is going to get a lot more visibility. And I think the second thing is there's still a whole lot more out there about this weapons flow into Libya and then out of Libya. Secretary Clinton said that didn't take place. I think she's wrong there, and you know whether she's wrong or may have forgotten or whatever. I don't think you forget those things. I think there's a lot more to talk about with weapons going into Libya and weapons going out of Libya, and the U.S. government was involved in one way or another, and only a few people like Hillary Clinton know exactly how we were involved.
Mr. Chairman, just a minute or so to go here. When it comes to how this issue is relayed by the committee, we saw Democrats yesterday largely defending Hillary Clinton, in some cases not even really asking her substantive questions. What did you make of the Democratic performance?
I think the Democrats you know, they're rallying behind someone who they now know will be their political or will be their presidential nominee. So the members on the committee stayed on message. They stayed focused. They weren't about to do anything to get any closer to the truth about what happened in Benghazi or what happened in Libya that precipitated that. You know, I don't like it, but my hats are off. Their political spin machine was working overtime yesterday, and they ran it very well.
And finally, what was your take on how Secretary Clinton handled herself over the many hours? I know a lot of conservatives, a lot of people from your perspective are frustrated with some of her answers, but overall, how do you think she acquitted herself?
We may be frustrated with her, but we're frustrated with her answers and what she was able to pull off, because I think in some cases we just didn't drive hard enough. We had, I think, other material we could have used that just wasn't followed up with.
Like what?
Well, I think it's the whole weapons thing, and I think it's the bigger strategy thing of Mrs. Clinton. Why did you think we could actually work with radical jihadists? Is it true that some of the fighters that we trained and equipped actually participated in the attack on the consulate that night?
Very important questions indeed. Mr. Chairman, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Former Michigan Republican Congressman Pete Hoekstra. During his time in Congress, he was chairman of the U.S. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. He is now the Shulman Senior Fellow at the Investigative Project on Terrorism, and he is the author of Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.